Josh, how did the Dolphins put pressure on an opposing offense?
Well, they, you know, I think one thing, they're playing extremely well. They've got a very active front. They don't blitz all that much, but when they blitz, it's effective. And then they certainly got a number of people up front that can get to the quarterback without blitzing, and that always causes issues when you got you know, a front that you're playing against that can create a lot of pressure without the need to bring extra people at the quarterback, because that usually means that they got seven guys back there defending, you know, whatever you're doing in the passing game. So that's an effective way for them to rush the quarterback, and they've done a good job of that this year. They obviously did a good job of it in our first game, and we're going to need to do much better this Sunday if we're going to have success with them.
Along those lines, why has Joey Porter been so tough for people to block this year?
You know, he's relentless. He really is. If there was one word I would use, that would be it. There's people that have been blocked initially, but you need to play until the whistle's blown with this guy, or he's going to be somewhere near the quarterback, if not on top of him. And that's happened a number of times already this year. So, you know, he's got a number of different moves. He counters. He plays extremely hard. His motor's always going. And he's coming after the quarterback on most plays, which, you know, last year there was a little bit of a difference there, because he wasn't always doing that. So, you know, he's somebody you're going to have to deal with on every snap if you're throwing the ball, because again, he's made a lot of plays, and you need to account for him and in some cases give him help, because you know, he's shown the ability to get to the quarterback when he's matched up one on one most of the game.
Josh, does Castle's mobility, can you incorporate that more and more into the offense, or is that, I know he can make plays when something breaks down, but can you incorporate that more into the, you know, the offense at all?
We've used some movement plays, you know, with him this year. We've used a little bit of it with Tom in the past, and, you know, we've always had that element in our offense, the ability to get the quarterback out of the pocket, you know, if we feel like it's going to give us an advantage. But it's really a week-to-week thing. Sometimes moving the quarterback out of the pocket is a good thing. If the coverage, you know, if you don't mind basically cutting off half the field, if you're going to need more of the field to, you know, to get people open and to find people that, you know, have single coverage or what have you, then sometimes cutting off the field by taking the quarterback and moving him right or left can actually work against you. So, you know, Matt's obviously made some plays with his legs on some broken plays, and then we've also tried to move him out of the pocket at times on, you know, whether it be a play-action bootleg or just a straight rollout. And, again, like I said, if it's something that's advantageous to do against that team that we're playing that week, then, you know, we're definitely going to take a look at him.
Josh, last year, obviously, the offense was a lot more pass-focused. This year, the running game has balanced that out a little bit. Has that been a change in the way you're calling plays, or are you just getting more production out of that position, or maybe is there some other factor or combination?
No, there hasn't been really a difference in the way we're calling the game. You know, last year is interesting. I don't know exactly where we finished. I know it was somewhere in the top 10 or 11 in rushing in the league, and I think that's, you know, that's pretty fair, considering we had a couple games there in the middle of the year that we basically chose not to do it. So I think, you know, just the fact that, you know, we've been able to maintain our balance, and we've never lost confidence in our running game. That's always been something we feel very stern about. We need to run the ball on a weekly basis. We have to have effective balance was what we, you know, try to preach, so that they have to defend everything. So, you know, we're going to stay committed to doing both things, throwing it and running it. And, you know, we've had some good production from the running game, but I really don't see where we've changed our philosophy in any way. We're trying to do whatever we feel is the best thing to do to win that week.
nice to, I know Lamont couldn't go, but nice to get Sammy back in the mix.
Definitely. You know, anytime you have more healthy backs, just means more guys for them to defend, and fresh legs, hopefully, at all times when you have a back in the game. So, you know, the more fresh guys we have, the more we feel like it's to our advantage to play them and to make sure that we got a guy in there that is ready to go and that can contribute in the running game and in the passing game, and Sammy certainly can do both.
Josh, how impressed have you been with Matt's ability on balls maybe in the 20-yard range, the nice touch he's had, the game winner to Falk against the Rams, the one he threw to Gaffney for a touchdown this past game? Seems like that's a pass that he throws particularly well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's definitely hit some big ones in that range. You know, we have quite a few of those types of throws in our offense, and it just so happened he's actually hit a few of them where they've come up in that fringe or high red area section of the field. So he's thrown those balls well. He's thrown a lot of things well, really. And he's making a lot of plays for us, and those two plays that you mentioned were obviously big plays in the two games that they took place in.
On the flip side, it seems like there have been a few opportunities down the field, 20-plus, where I'm not sure if it's miscommunication with a receiver or just a misfire, but those plays aren't quite clicking as well as everything else. Any reason for that?
We need to get better at them, you know, and it's no fault of anyone's. We're trying like heck and taking advantage of the opportunities that we're given to try to make plays, and those plays are obviously the lowest percentage throws you have in your entire offense. They were last year, the year before that, and any year before that prior. So, you know, they're lower percentage plays that take a lot of little things to be done right in order to hit on them. And I think you continue to work on them and you continue to try to make them go in the game when you're given an opportunity, because I think that they can result in big plays, and they can also help, you know, help loosen up the coverage and give you some other things that you see, you know, down the road or in the same game later on in the second half or what have you. That maybe you weren't seeing in the first half. So just an aspect of our game that we'll continue to work on and try to improve on, and certainly want to try to get some production from.
What are the mechanics of throwing the deep ball? Is it any different than throwing other kinds of passes? What are some of the your checklist of things you have to do technically?
I think that without getting over technical about it, sometimes quarterbacks have a tendency to, you know, feel like they need to either change their motion or they just do it subconsciously. But, you know, we don't really see that happening much with what we're doing here. We've go through all of our throws, whether they be short, intermediate, or deep, and go through them technically and fundamentally. And you want to try to keep your stride the same length and don't change your arm motion, and you want to try to keep your shoulders as square as you can for as long as you can, so you don't give the safeties any kind of indication that you're going to throw the ball down the field. And there's a lot of little things that go into it: footwork, your front knee not overstriding, your throwing motion in general, trying to remain consistent with the rest of the throws you make, and you're excited when you have an opportunity to throw the ball down the field, because you see a coverage that gives you a chance, and sometimes those things change, and you always work to try to make it as consistent as you can with the rest of your passing game.
Josh, how do you coach the play from the last game where the tight end fumbled the ball? It didn't look like he was hit, and it was hard for me to tell. I mean, if he had tucked it away the right way. When you guys go back on that stuff in hopes that it doesn't happen going forward, how do you coach that?
We talk about 3 points of pressure. You got to have it. Your forearm on it, your breastplate, your hand over the point, and get it tucked in there tight to your ribs. And those plays that could happen to anybody. And you certainly don't. It's certainly something you can't overcoach, because again, it's a thing that we do all the time in warm-ups and in other periods. And I know you guys have been at practice at times where you've seen the defense try to punch the ball out, so our offense is very used to having to protect the ball until they bring it back to the huddle. So, you know, it's something that, didn't result in a good play for us the other night, but, you know, you want to try to talk to them about maintaining the proper position with their hand and their forearm and keep it against your rib cage and don't give the defense, a huge surface area to knock it out. And at the same time, you know, the looser you carry it, the more chance it has of possibly coming out on its own. So, just try to go back through things and rep it and tuck it away and tuck it away and tuck it away and hopefully that'll take care of it and won't happen again.
Josh, the last 2 weeks we've seen Sam Aiken come up with a couple of big catches. Is that just a random occurrence? Is he working his way into more of a larger role with the offense?
Sam's played in quite a few games, and I think it's not a coincidence. He's been doing a good job in practice. Sam runs good routes. He's prepared. And, he obviously can do some things when he has the ball in his hands. The other night he made a nice run, and a couple weeks ago he caught a big pass on third down. So we have confidence in Sam. He'll go on the field. He can play a few different roles for us. He'll block. He's tough, when he catches the ball. So, as many of those guys that you have, you'd like to give him an opportunity to make some plays, and Sam certainly has made the most of his opportunities here in the last few weeks. And, he's going to continue to be prepared to go in there, whether it be in a three-receiver set or a four-receiver set, and at times in two-receiver sets. So, Sam's worked hard. He's earned the right to be on the field, and as long as that happens, then I'm sure you're going to see him, here in the coming weeks also play.
I think that last second play to the throw to Moss for the touchdown, can that help Matt in some tangible way down the stretch here, knowing that he made a play in a big spot like that on fourth down, last play of the game?
I think the drive in general, the fact that we were trailing in an important game and that the offense executed, I think, is the important thing. The play itself, I thought it was a really good throw. Basically put it in the spot that hopefully only our guy can touch it, and it was an even better catch. So I think hopefully the drive itself, the fact that we operated under a 1 minute, 4 second, barrier there, that we had to try to get down the field, execute the clock plays at the right time, save as much time as we could, get the plays called at the line of scrimmage quickly, and do that whole thing under great pressure. I think, that's something that any younger player or any offense in general can build off of. So, hopefully that gives them some confidence if we ever get in that situation again. We've worked on it every week. He's worked in that drill a number of times since he's been here, and it was great to see him have success and to see the offense itself has success in that situation, through their execution.
He plans to add that last throw to the playbook.
only with 1 second left, fourth and one at the 16. No, executed well, and you just hope for an opportunity in those situations that your guy can actually get his hands on the ball, and they made it happen. They made a good play.
All right, guys, thank you. Hold the line, everyone else. We'll try Dean Pease right after this.
All right, guys.